www.ecc.org.
Facebook, if you're a follower of fashion, go to DougStephan.com, hit the Facebook icon. You'll get right there. You can communicate to Richie and his Facebook page. And Jennifer, Roberta doesn't have one. That's all right. Amanda Burns, is it Bynes?
Amanda Bynes, yeah.
Amanda Bynes.
Took to Twitter yesterday hoping somebody could help her find her lost dog. She has a four-month-old Pomeranian. Escaped her house, ran away. Everybody... I have the worst news to tell you, is what she wrote. Little angel got out of my house somehow and is lost. If anybody finds her, I beg you to please contact me through Twitter. I'll give you a reward. She means the world to me. I can't find her anywhere. Sadly, apparently the tweets didn't turn up any good news. So what happens to a dog like that gets out? So she writes on her...
Make sure you... Have the proper tags and with contact information, and somebody will find her and bring her back.
She said, sad day. Little angel is in heaven now. R.I.P. I love you.
She died.
The dog, she thinks the dog's dead. I guess she didn't. That would indicate that that's what she's thinking is happening after a little dog like that. Those things are little teeny things anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pomeranian?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I like them. They're cute little things.
Yippee things.
Little puffballs, yeah.
Yep. Okay, also at DougStephan.com today, if you go through where we have a lot of these stories, you'll find the story of a woman who is pretty outrageous stuff, who was fired from her job, Phoenix woman, donating her time and kidney to somebody that she'd never met, who she found out online had chronic kidney disease. She got fired from her job for her trouble. For failing to meet her monthly sales goal.
Oh, good Lord.
That's why she got fired. She went
what
into the hospital.
What company was she working for?
What company?
Yeah, what's the name of the company?
The name of the company...
I feel like we talked about this before.
I didn't. You may have when I wasn't here. It's been at the website for a while. I don't know what the name of the company is. This was something that just happened like last week. We talked about it last week? No. If you did, then I'm losing my
Actually,
mind.
Actually, I think Rich and I talked about it while you weren't here.
Nice going.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be sorry.
Once again, we scooped you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the only thing that when I look at this, and I think, you look at some of the outrageous things on Facebook and Twitter that have been said about the company, but I don't see the company identified. That's really why I, Gannett. She's a Gannett newspaper person. She's a salesperson for newspapers. And she didn't meet her goals. There's a lot of salespeople are told they have a quota, like police, they have to go out and get so many tickets.
But giving a kidney, kind of a big surgery.
Shows you what...
We did talk about this last week.
Newspaper subscription to drop. All right, well, I just happened to see the story at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, it was on the website.
It was. It still is, in fact.
It's been there for a week.
Do a little digging around. Check it out. All right, this is not on the website, but I was interested in sort of doing a follow-up on what things took place on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
April Fool's last Friday. I always like to let the dust settle because you always have somebody who's going to do something really funny on the radio.
Yeah.
And really stupid.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Radio. All right, so here's the, as they look through some of the stunts, here's the question from a Boise, Idaho radio station. Please send us your auditions for an adult movie. The best audition, $500.
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of genius, actually.
Would you appear for $500 in an X-rated movie, Roberta?
No.
Jennifer?
$5 million, yes.
Yeah.
For $5 million? You got it.
$500.
$500, oh, $500
no.
Bucks? No.
Yeah. Okay.
$5 million, yes. I do have a price I can be bought.
For $500, I would want somebody to star in my own movie.
I'd pay you $500 to star in one.
All right, so here's what happened at the radio station when they pulled this stunt at the radio station. They had 500 callers to a place in Boise, Idaho. Hello. Do you realize how stupendous that is? Half the people wanted the gig. The other half were outraged citizens of the community. And so they did find somebody, and they gave him the $500.
But did they make
the manager of the radio station was upset. I mean, the thing is, most of the time now, management wants to because they're all so worried about their jobs, and they're worried about the image of the station, and yada, 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 having the people that are having the active folks listening to the station go attack some of the sponsors. That goes on as well. Anyway, that's one thing. Then there was a radio station that changed its call letters. That was very interesting. And the music that it played. So they just fiddled around and everybody couldn't figure out where the other station was. Country station on one place where it had been AC, and AC on the station had been country.
They swapped.
Why would you do that?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Why in the world?
But all you do is tick off the people. There's nothing funny about it. Let's see here. A station in Red Deer, Montana, announced a new gas tax. Wasn't true. Let's see here. A station in Syracuse did a fake advertising campaign for somebody that will help you develop better genetics, better babies, designer babies for busy women. That's what it was called.
Hmm.
Right? Let's see here. One of the stations in Detroit announced a ban on birth control because Detroit is losing too many people, so they're going to stop the city fathers ordered that the sale of birth control pills be
banned.
Maybe
they should just move the Maury Povich and the Jerry Springer shows there.
Right.
It should be fine.
Not only birth control pills, but other receptacles that are used for birth control, right? Is that genteel enough?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Story that a cat had been sent aloft, and the announcer had helium making sounds of a cat up in the sky. It's called Felines. Normally the program is Fitz in the Morning. It was called Felines in the Morning that day. Let's see what other silly things were people doing. Let's see here, April Fools. One of the sports programs had old tapes of the morning host who had died 5 years ago.
Oh, that's sick.
That's kind of funny, I think.
That is sick.
Yeah. You want to see a funny one that I saw yesterday on Twitter?
Where?
On a local Fox station. Yeah. This will take about a minute or so, Doug.
Okay.
On a local Fox station, one of the anchors produced this whole piece about a Twitter app that lets you smell and taste the food they're talking about.
Really?
And pulled a good one on his co-anchor.
Tennis court.
Yeah.
Okay, your dream's answered. Welcome, the world's first app that actually lets you taste and smell things right on your phone.
Okay.
Check this out. This is wild. It's called Virtual Sip, and creators found a way to emit the odors, and the flavors right out of a smartphone. Now, to do this, scientists had to use a technology called piezoelectrics. They're materials capable of turning mechanical energy into usable energy, recognizable, of course, by the senses. And I got the free version on my phone.
Wait, were they licking their phone?
Yeah, dude, check it out. Okay, so you open it. So you open it up.
So they hand her an iPad.
You want me to lick the...
Oh, read the directions.
Press smell button and let the glass fill.
It's awesome. Check it out.
Hold phone.
So now she's holding the iPad up to her nose and smelling, right?
Nope.
Do the licking part where you can taste it.
I am not licking an iPad.
Lick it. Come on.
She's close.
Yes!
So then on the screen it
Is
pops
that a joke?
Up. April Fool's Day.
I'm not talking to you.
And she runs off the set. Pretty, it was funny.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a gotcha for you. Here's the story of a father who tried to convince his four-year-old, Richie, you're going to be amazed at this.
Yeah.
Apparently a listener to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, that we all came from other planets. And at the end, after he'd convinced his child that he was from outer space, he said, April Fool's, and the kid, 4 years old, started to cry.
See? For some people, an April Fool's joke. For others, a life of philosophy.
Yeah. All right, 16 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites, while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
So here's a story, another April Fool's. I just think some of these are worth some attention. A 68-year-old private pilot was off course when he tried to land at the Bitburg Airport. He was cleared for landing, and the people in the air in the tower shut the lights off.
That's cruel.
Yeah. My God. April Fool crash. Yeah, apparently. I would have thought that somebody would have sent up a plane to shoot it down. The military. You know, no, you can't find your way to the landing. He was on final approach, but it still
must have been a little startling.
All right, little deranged and strange stuff for April Fool's. 21 after on Good Day.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street.
There you go.
We like living right, being free.
Birthday time on Good Day.
We don't make no party out of loving.
April the 6th. Merle Haggard, 74 years old, born this date 1937.
He's great.
CMA entertainer and male vocalist of the year 1970. Wrote a number of big popular songs. Okie from Muskogee, If We Make It Through December, Hungry Eyes, Working Man Blues, Mama Tried, etc., etc., etc. It's all right to be an Okie from Muskogee. That is the
play
other one.
Square,
Okie from, what's the name of the swamp?
Isn't
their expression having to do with being Okie from the swamp? I don't remember that.
No, I think it's this.
Is it? Okay, all right. Well, anyway. So, Merle, thank you. Happy birthday to you. Billy D. Williams. D stands for December. Billy William December Williams is his name. How do you like that? William D. Williams was Lando in Star Wars. My God, he's 74.
Woo!
Yeah. 1937, his birth date. He's in Brian's song. Remember, Lady Sings the Blues, The Return of the Jedi, Batman, The Imposter, Empire Strikes Back, Mahogany, Alien Intruder. What's he doing these days? Anybody got any ideas?
Counting his money.
Is that what he is? Okay. Well, congratulations to him. Here's Cliff from Cheers. Ratzenberger.
Making your way.
Was he the one that was the voiceover in the thing we played last week?
Yeah.
Cliff. Yeah, so I thought.
What was the voice thing that we played?
It was from some cartoon show.
Oh, you know what it was? It was the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, that's right, too.
The commercials back in the 80s.
Right.
Here we go.
There we go. So Ratzenberger is 64 today, born in the state 1947.
Wow. Goosebumps. Thinking about the final Cheers episode.
Yeah.
And what an event that was.
Yep.
It was huge.
Barry Levinson, the Academy Award-winning director of Rain Man, Bugsy, Good Morning Vietnam, The Natural, Diner, wrote Avalon, Tin Men. What a great! I thought that was a great movie, Tin Men. Anybody see that besides me?
Yeah, I did.
got his he cut his teeth on the Carol Burnett show. Interesting enough, as a writer for that show. Next up from the group Air Supply, drummer Ralph Cooper is 60 years old today.
My old standby here. I wish somebody would cut mine off while listening to this.
Oh, so predictable. They had more, they had a lot of hits. Good. I remember when Tony bought me one of their songs when
we
were married. Yeah, Hitler like, no, Hitler didn't like. They weren't around when Hitler was around. Good try, Richie.
No, I mean hits.
Yeah. Hi, Mary Lou Henner. Who apparently is a genius. She doesn't. She's a not. Beyond, she's beyond Mensa. She looks at a page of dialogue and remembers it. Doesn't have to learn her lines.
Wow. More than that, she remembers every single moment.
Anything
in
that
her
she's
life.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So she was on with Barbara Walters or something like that, and she recounted to Barbara Walters the first time they ever met, what they ate, what they did during the commercial breaks, what they talked about, and it was 20-some years ago. Yeah. She can recount every single moment in her life.
Yep. She was on Taxi Elaine, real name Mary Lucy Denise Pudlowski, Mary Lou Henner, Cannonball Run. She was in Evening Shade. She's gotten awful skinny lately. She needs to put on a couple of pounds. Frank Black, singer from the Pixies, is 46 today.
I like this man.
Zach Braff, who's JD on Scrubs, is 36. And Candace Cameron Burr is DJ on Full House, 35. Bure, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I'm married to Pavel Bure.
Two strong women in love with the same man. Gone with the Wind was full of intrigue, even on the set. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Gone with the Wind's two leading ladies were very upset when Clark Gable successfully lobbied to have the film's first director, George Cukor, fired.
Olivia de Havilland was so concerned that her character, Melanie, was going to get blown off the screen by Vivian Leigh, Scarlett, so powerful. She really wanted to make a stand up there. She secretly went to see George Cukor.
Stephen Chouhet, author of the book Hollywood Stories.
Well, she only found out that after she completed the film that Vivian Leigh was also sneaking off to see George Cukor. She was concerned that Scarlett was too nasty and wouldn't be liked by the audience and wanted to get coaching on how to make her a nicer person.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Leg.
Hey, it's 33 past the hour, Dudley.
So it is, Richard. You are so correct.
I am.
Richard Charles, as a matter of fact, right?
Why don't you go ahead and give out my Social Security number while you're at it?
Is that true, Richard Charles?
032-44-1835. Hut, 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 hoot, ha! All right, so Rich McFadden was happy to discredit me. Actually, I'm not bad at picking political... I picked races. I did too well in a local race here in Framingham yesterday. I picked a loser, but it's okay. I voted for him, and I was happy to vote for him. The people who won were the incumbents. I don't understand.
You usually vote for the loser because you don't like the people that are your typical
people.
I'm being reminded my friend Tom Hansen, who runs the other good farm in Framingham, is here in the studio with me, and he didn't vote for the same person I did. He told me last week that I was wrong, that the person that I was voting against, I wasn't really voting against her, I just was voting for somebody else, much more positive. He said that she would win, and I had hoped, and so you verbalize what you want to have happen. You put the thought out there, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. At any rate, I look around, though, and see the discontent, the upset, the people who look at the results of what's going on now from the people who were there. And I can't help but think, okay, they're not doing a very good job. Let's put somebody else in there. And thus, the focus on, as Richie's happy to tell you, me voting for losers. Because I don't normally like the mainstream candidates anyway.
Go. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's not that you're not voting for losers. You're just not voting for the mainstream.
I'm just not, not voting for losers, but I'm not voting for winners. That's the way.
That's right.
That's the way to handle that analysis, Rich.
Right.
That was brilliant political analysis.
Absolutely.
You should be on Fox.
You haven't voted for a winner since you voted for Bush, have you?
I have not voted for a winner since George Bush, the father, the first time around.
Yeah.
Since then, in terms of presidential stuff, I voted for a few winners in state politics, depending on which state I was voting in at the time. Let's see, locally, though, here, I voted for a winner in the selectman's race last year here. But you know what? The total number of available voters only, and this is, by the way, this is a town that is so full of complainers and with justification. The town is so badly run. We got a $23 per thousand increase in our tax rate. The town is a mess. 14% of the eligible voters voted yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
14% of the eligible voters, they should be ashamed of themselves.
The smaller the election gets locally, the more trouble you have getting the electorate out.
All right. Now, one of the other things that Richie is happy to tell me is that I'm wrong about Donald Trump. So I call your attention, Rich, to the latest New Hampshire poll.
I don't know that I'm wrong.
But you're telling me I'm wrong.
I told you you were wrong when you said he's leading in all the polls.
You have gleefully said
that. You said last week he was leading in all the polls.
Right.
And
I did not say he was leading in all the polls. I said he was winning in the polls.
Okay.
There is a difference between the polls.
I did not disagree with you on whether he would be a good candidate or not, though.
I think he makes an interesting candidate.
Absolutely.
Whether he is a good candidate or not,
coming from two guys
seen.
Who voted for Ross Perot, you could definitely see where we would show an interest
right.
in him.
All right. So it appears, according to today's releases from both New Hampshire and New York, that Donald Trump is suddenly surging in the pre-primary discussion of who might be the favorite in New Hampshire. And, you know, you have to do well in New Hampshire and Iowa in order to work. And apparently he picked up the support of 21% of primary voters up there. He's having his plane rebuilt. He has a 727-100, an old 727 that he had restyled and put new engines and stuff on it when he bought it from Eastern Air. Well, he owned it because he owned the old Eastern shuttle. Remember when it was the Trump shuttle? How many people remember that?
I do remember
that. The Trump shuttle lasted about 4 years, and he got in, got out. So he kept one of the planes for himself, and he had it all. He's got a fancy bedroom in it, and he's got all kinds of amenities. But it had been a while since it's been rebuilt. So now he's having it redone for prime time.
Trump won.
Trump won, that's what it's called, exactly. But he's done very well in opposition to Gingrich and Huckabee and Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is pretty close because he's from Massachusetts, so you got to figure the people in New Hampshire are going to be somewhat loyal, even though I can't, of all of those, as bad as all of them are, Gingrich, Huckabee, and Mitt Romney, Romney is by far the worst of them in terms of being. Tommy, do you think that Romney did a good job as a governor? Okay, just thumbs down. Of course, Tommy hasn't voted for. Have you ever voted for a Republican? Ever?
Yeah.
Once? Maybe.
No, more than once.
More than once, really? Huh? A couple, really? Wow. All right, we come from a long line here, the locals. But most farmers actually are Republicans. Don't you think most farmers?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Tommy?
Yeah.
I don't know. My family, that's the farm people, they are Democrats, but the old school Democrats.
Really?
You know?
Come on over here. I want to introduce you to Tommy. Come on over. Put the headset on and sit in front of that microphone. We're going to make a star out of you. You've never been on my radio program before, right?
Have
you? When were you on before?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember when you were on before. Hold on a second. Now.
We were talking about
Doug, your camera froze
camera
up again, though. We need to reset it.
My camera doesn't work. The heck with my camera today.
Okay.
All right. So Tommy's putting on the headset so we can hear Jennifer and Roberta and Richie. You got to take your hat off. Okay. So Tom comes from a long line of farmers. Tom's father and his father and his father operated the same farm. It has been producing fine produce. Is that what the sign says? Quality produce.
Absolutely.
For way more than 100 years.
102 years.
Wow. That's way more than 100
cool.
years. Right.
Yeah.
So that's Rich. I don't know if you've met him or not before.
Yeah,
actually, you guys must have met when
sure.
we had the party here
Absolutely.
For my 60th birthday. I think you probably didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, in terms of farmers and how they vote, there's a big now conversation about whether the farm subsidies, you know, the national discussion about cutting the budget, $60 billion, $90 billion, $200 trillion, whatever the numbers are, they're meaningless. But one of the big focuses, is that the correct word, foci?
Foci.
One of the big things is the farm subsidy. As the people who are not aware of what's going on the farm, think the subsidies all ought to be cut out. The problem is the big agribusinesses get most of the money, and they don't need any of it. And guys like you and me, who are struggling to keep our farms open, get squat. Once a, yeah, a little eensy-teensy is like your little finger.
Right.
Yeah. And so, but what do we, you know, is there anything that we can do? This a lot of people who are farmers listen to this program, and some of them are interested in what goes on in the dairy business. That's why they care about me. Some of them are interested, as you are. There are three real facets to agriculture, commercial agriculture in America. Okay? There's the dairy business. There's the local produce grower like Tommy. And then there are the big grain guys. That I was talking to a guy at dinner last Friday night in Tiffin. 5,000 acres this guy farms with his father and his uncle. 5,000 acres. They make so much money growing corn and beans, they buy new tractors every year. He's got a tractor. Listen to this. This guy's got a tractor that he can – he sets up the computer and gets out of the tractor – and he hits a button, and it's a remote-control tractor that's guided by a GPS system. And at the end of the row, it knows to stop, pick up whatever it's doing, turn around, and go back down the road. He doesn't have to be in it.
Sure.
He doesn't have to be in the tractor to do it. I mean, it isn't even fun. That's, I mean, what's the... How do you do that? 5,000 acres, and all of that. They have three tractors, and they're all exactly the same. Buy three new tractors a year. And they put them out there, and they do all of the – they do the preparation of the land. They do the planting, do the harvesting. And the harvesting, I think, requires a human being, actually, but planting doesn't. Can you imagine farming like that?
No. The big commodity grain guys, that's a whole different issue. It really is. And, it you know, the government and a lot of the – a lot of the programs are really tailored to that, and it allows a lot of manipulation in how of what's grown and how things are grown. Right now, they say that a lot of food production is being diverted to ethanol production, for instance, because
corn.
Yeah.
Not
corn.
As much of that. Well, that's what they say, but it's not true because switchgrass now is being used. They're using sugar cane, sugar beet, a lot of that stuff. One of the things, you're on the county farm committee. And most every county in the state, not only the state, but in the country, has an ag committee that looks at various programs, do they not? And they work with the government to try to decide who ought to get the various, if there's anything for help for farmers, you guys decide, right?
The programs come from Washington, not from us, but, you know, we'll vote on local issues, you know, who, you know, if a person is a real farmer or they're qualified for this or that, that'll come up. So programs that are like in our county, we'll talk about in our particular state, which is a small agricultural state. Some interesting things are happening though. You just made the point. You said, well, most farmers are Republican. Well, probably a lot of the old time farmers were Republican. But in like the last 10 years, something's happened. In my lifetime, the farming population in Massachusetts has been pretty stable.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a population of about 5,000 people.
This is
people.
A good story. Yeah, tell me. Yeah, this is a great story.
5,000.
Listen up. Listen to this.
And they've all been the same people. They're the same families, people like us that have hung in there.
Yeah.
Their parents on the land, et cetera, and they kept the farm going. It hasn't changed very much. Well, in the last 10 years, all of a sudden, the population shot up to about 7,500 farmers.
So, and we have less land, in fact, for them, right?
But of the 7,500 farmers, the actual land being farmed hasn't changed significantly.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But what's happened is things like farmers markets and CSAs and other, and the locally grown movement have really changed that.
Yeah.
And people are really.
So you have kind of hobbyists taking on 100 acres, 50 acres, 5 acres, 3 acres, and just farming it and selling it?
No. Not hobbyists. These are people making a living.
They're
young people.
Yeah.
And they're not Republicans.
People who...
And it's a very different population.
Yeah, really
all
is.
Of a sudden, somebody's able
very
to...
Very well-educated.
Yeah.
Right.
Very well-educated, very computer-oriented.
It's the vegans who love this whole lifestyle, and then they take it on as a living.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's really true. Actually,
really?
There's some very pragmatic people over there. I see people doing things in a small way that they weren't able to do before because the big guys, somebody looks at a can of preserves, say, and they look for they look for things that they never looked at in the label. They're looking at things like, well, did they put any corn syrup in here, or did they put, you know, and so all of a sudden somebody says, hey, I could make a locally grown product and sell it directly at a farmer's market,
yeah,
because now all of a sudden we went from, you know, 80 farmers markets in Massachusetts to 260 or something like that,
right,
and growing.
Now, but you made a point. I want you to hear. Go back to one of our favorite discussion topics here, Richie,
yeah,
and Roberta and Jennifer, is the corn, the value or not of the corn syrup that gets the stuff that is added instead of sugar, and how we all want to get it out of. But people are actually looking at the labels. They do that in my store. Is there any fructose, what is that stuff called?
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. Any of that in it? No, we're not buying it. They're not going to buy it. So, but people are so educated. You're right. The consumer is educated. The people who come and go out of their way. It's a real interesting dichotomy because we have the fatties that'll go to get fast food and not care about what they eat. And they're ignorant about what their bodies are doing, what's going into their body. They don't care. And then the other people who are so focused on eating fresh, local food, and actually looking at labels. I feel like when I find that out, that there's hope. Yeah, but I do. I
think hope for you?
There's not hope. Well, hope for people who are, you know, going to be smart enough to help us all survive. And those are the people who will change the political realities in America, too, by the way. The same people as that movement grows.
I started a CSA a couple of years ago, mm-hmm, and one of the interesting things to me was that the people that joined, that, you know, we keep an email list, so you have a list of the emails of folks. And
yeah,
one of the things I noticed right away in all the people that I had, it was very common that at the end of the email address, it was EDU.
Yeah.
In other words, they were college. They were part of the college,
yeah. Yeah.
Young people,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, a lot of look at the kids who are working on the biodiesel. Just got out of Worcester Polytech. There's two kids, Richie, working on biodiesel at my place, and they're both Worcester Polytech grads from last year. Kind of nerdy, geeky guys, but they know what they're doing.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. That's very nice.
No problem.
I have Farmer Tom Hansen here on Good Day with another overview of what's going on, and there was no ice cream involved. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Epsilon. You may not have heard of this company, but their security breach could very well affect you. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It is a massive security breach of information from an online marketing giant. The company's name is Epsilon.
We think that this company may have been doing business with some 2,500 different clients, so you can only imagine how large of a breach this was.
That's Jeffrey Greenwood, spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's Office, and what he has to say about this is relevant and important for all of us across the country. The company that was hacked, Epsilon, handles email marketing for thousands of companies, as mentioned, including Walgreens, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Best Buy, Kroger, and many more. Now, Epsilon insists only customer names and email addresses were exposed, nothing more.
However, we're talking about a huge number of names and email addresses that have been obtained.
Epsilon is based in Irving, Texas, and sends out about 40 billion emails a year. As for the investigation into what happened,
part of the problem is that we don't yet know who did this and why they did it.
Well, we can all take a pretty good guess as to why. Somehow, it can and will lead to identity theft. So going forward, Jeffrey Greenwood offers this advice.
You need to be careful about these emails that you get, particularly if they're asking for any personal information. That is a red flag that there's a problem.
Those are the so-called phishing emails, phishing with a PH, in which you are asked for passwords and social security numbers. Take it from those of us who have been the unfortunate victims of identity theft. It is no fun. The bottom line, you can't be too careful. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A lackluster day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 6 points, closing at 12,394. S&P off a fraction of a point. NASDAQ up 2. Crude oil down 13 cents a barrel to $108.34. Meanwhile, the price of gold hit a new record high above $1,452 an ounce on higher inflation fears. The top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress no closer to a budget deal after meeting yesterday. A short-term spending agreement runs out this Friday when the government faces a potential shutdown. President Obama vowing to meet with congressional leaders as many times as needed to seal a deal on the budget and avoid a government shutdown. One of Boeing's top engineers says the aircraft maker did not expect cracks to show up so soon on its 737 planes. According to a published report, Paul Richter, chief engineer for the 737 program, expected a longer lifespan for the jets. The planes were expected to last for 60,000 takeoff and landing cycles. Let's talk big money now. The multi-state lottery known as Powerball, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tickets have been selling like hotcakes. Tonight's jackpot up to an estimated $218 million. Couple of closing notes. First, they're still talking about it in Durham, North Carolina. Let's hit the road. Happened last week along I-40 in Durham. Traffic was brought to a sudden crawl. Why? An accident? Construction work? No and no. A large gathering of runaway pigs wound up on the interstate. Yes, pigs. Drivers pulled over to try to get them off the road. Cops arrived later. The pigs were checked out by a veterinarian as an effort is now being made to find their owners. Talk about road hogs, huh? As to where these little piggies were going, I assume at least one was going to market, another going home, roast beef. And finally, an annual poll taken by Delta Dental of Minnesota. Interesting survey asking parents how much the tooth fairy is leaving under the pillow for children these days. Delta Dental reports the average is now $2.52 for every tooth. That's up 18% from last year. Now, where else can you get an 18% return on your money? $2.52 for every tooth?
All right, Doc, go ahead. Take them all out. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.